We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Mekach Omemgar, Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of paragraph Zion. We're up to the last paragraph within Zion. In our versions, it's page 464, the right-hand column, about halfway down the page. Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of explaining the opening lines of the Sefer Tehillim and how it relates to what we've been learning about. And he explained already the first few lines, and now he's going to mention one more thing. V'zehu she'siyem, and this is why Dovid HaMelech concludes by saying, Loi chein ha'rishoim, the rishoim, the wicked people, are not like this, kiim kamoitz asher tidfenu ruach, but rather they're like the chaff on grain, which the wind disperses it. The wind blows it away like dust. Ki toirosom mispazeres boavir kamoitz asher tidfenu ruach mamish. Because as we mentioned earlier, these people, when they study Torah that's not able to go up to the Shechina, and then that Torah gets knocked down by the forces of Tum in the evening, then their Torah disperses in the air like chaff that the wind blows. Kimaka aleim ruach hakar, because the cold air strikes them, shehem bechinas kol hagardinei nimusnanal, which is associated with the forces of tuma that the Zohar HaKadosh mentions come out at night, v'nasem ehem lamites malochos, and from this Torah that does not have the ability to go up to heaven, it ends up becoming feeding the 39 acts of work. Shehem hepech tal Torah, which are the opposite of the dew of Torah, a very holy thing. V'lamites malochos heim bechinas moitz voteven, and the 39 acts of work, they're like the chaff that surrounds the fruit. Shehem hapsoilis, they represent the waste matter. Shehem bechinas haklipo hakoidemes lepri, like the peel that precedes the fruit. It's for this reason that we struggle. People have to struggle in an effort to perform the 39 acts of work during the 6 days of the week, in order to purify and refine the grain, the kernel of grain of wheat, which represents the Chof Beis Asvon Doiraisa. The word chito is bigimatria 22. It represents the 22 letters of the Torah. To refine them and purify them, mimoitz voteven, from the chaff and the straw, shehem hapsoilis, which are the waste matter, bechinas lamites klolos kayadua. And that chaff and waste corresponds to the 39 curses that Hashem issued when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Shehem bechinas bezeh asabach toich lechem. Hainu ki eitzel horishoim she'eno mekushorim latzadik nasim itoirosom shenispazeres boavir lamites malochos. Because by the wicked people who are not attached to the tzadik and their Torah cannot reach up to where it has to go up to, so their Torah, which gets dispersed in the air, turns into the lamites malochos, the 39 acts of work, shehu bechinas moitz asher tidfenu ruach. Now Rav Nosson Zal moves on to another pasuk, and to show how it's related to what we've been speaking about. Paragraph Ches, v'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, Vayigash elav Yehuda, Yehuda approached Yosef HaTzadik, Vayomer, and he said to him, Be Adoini, please my master, Yedaber no avdecha dovor bozni Adoini, allow your servant to say the following words into your ear, Val yichar apcha biavdecha, and don't get angry at your servant, ki komoicha kefaroi, because just like you, just like Paro, Yehuda zebechinas klal Yisrael, shenikroim kulam Yehudim al shem Yehuda. Yehuda represents the Jewish nation, which is called Yehudim. Yosef hu atzadik ador kana. Yosef atzadik is the tzadik of the generation, like we mentioned earlier in the previous shiur. Vezehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Sheyisroel Mevakshim Me'atzadik, Bechinas Yosef. The Jewish people are requesting and begging the tzaddik, who is Yosef, Shekol Toirosom Sheyilmedu, that all of the Torah that we will learn, Afal Pi Sheinom Zoichin Sheyala Toirosom Lashchina, even though on our own merit and on our own efforts, we are not privileged to have our Torah go up to the Shechina, Al Kol Ponim Yala Toirosom V'Sagia Eilav. At least, let our Torah go up and reach the tzaddik. She'oz yenechshav kilu toirosam also lashchina mamish. In which case, when our Torah gets to the tzaddik and it joins together with his personal Torah, then it'll be considered as if our Torah went up to the Shechina, literally. V'zehu, and this is what it means when they say, yedaber no avdecho dovor ba'ozni adeni, upirish Rashi, Yikonsu devorai biosnecho, allow my words to go into your ears. She Yehuda, b'chinas Knesset Yisrael, mevakshim. Yehuda, who represents the Jewish people, they are asking she yikonsu divrei toirosom baosnei hatzadik, that their study of Torah should enter into the ears of the tzaddik, kedei she yenase mitoirosom tal Torah, so that their Torah should be converted into Tal Torah, the dew of Torah, v'loy ha'hepechas v'shom, and not the opposite of that, shehu lamites malochis, which is the 39 acts of work, shehim b'chinas smoil, which represent the left side, b'chinas b'zeyas ha'pecho toich alechem, the curse of the struggle to earn a livelihood, b'chinas charoinaf, toikif hadin, this is the concept of the anger, the severe harshness and judgment, Bechinas Lamites Klois, which comes from the 39 curses that Hashem issued in the beginning of creation. Vesehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says, Val Yichar Apcho Biavdecho, and do not get angry at your servant, meaning, Shevoitienases Mea Torah Chas Veshon Bechinas Charainaf. The reason why we're asking that our Torah should go to the tzaddik is so that our Torah should not turn into charoinaf, into anger. Bechinas bezeya sapecho. Those 39 acts of work which correspond to the 39 curses, that's this concept of this kas, this anger, this charoinaf. Bechinas lametes melochos. But rather, raknizke sheyala limudeinu lahatzadiko emes. But rather, our tefillah, our bakosha is that our learning should go to the tzaddik emes. Ve'oz yenasim imenu tal Torah chidushin doiraisa. And then, if our Torah reaches the true tzaddik, over there it'll become tal Torah. Over there it'll become chidushin. The tzaddik takes these Torahs that he receives from all the other people, and the words get rearranged to create new chidushe Torah. Vaoz yale yachzor veyale halimud lashchina mamish kanal. And then our learning, by having gone to the tzaddik and him joining it with his learning, through that our learning will yes be able to go up to the Shechina, literally. Vizehu, and this is why Yehuda said, Ki komoicha ke paroi, because you're just like paroi. Paroi hu bechinas ha-shechino elyoina. The word paroi is sometimes used to represent the upper Shechina. We know that there are two Shechinas, an upper one and a lower one, corresponding to the two heys in Hashem's name Yudke Vavke. They're usually referred to as Bina and Malchus. Bina is called the upper Shechina, Malchus is the lower Shechina. Kama Shekosu B'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, in Parshas Vayigash, page 210, that Bina, the sphere of Bina, which is the upper Shechina, the Zohar HaKadosh says, D'chol Nohoirin Isparin Vizgalim Minei. All lights, the whole light of Chachma, gets distributed and revealed through Bina. So Bina is called Isparin, Miloshin Paroi. The word Paroi, Rabbeinu Zal, in a few places in the Kutimran, uses the term Paroi to allude to Bina, the upper Shechina. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says, Baruch Oimer Va'oiseh. We say about Hashem, Baruch Sheomar Va'yoylam, Baruchu, Baruch Oimer Va'oiseh. Blessed is the Hashem who said and created. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Abba Oimer, Ima Oiseh. That Kaviyochel, the Midah of Chochma of Hashem, is the one that gave the command, and Bina was the one which actually did the creation. That's this Bina, which the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Chol Nehoirin Isparin Vizgalyin Minei, where all lights are revealed and distributed from there. Ukamosha Pirush Rashi, and in addition, we see that Rashi over there says on that pasuk, Ki Chomoicha Kefaroi Choshuv Ato Be'enai Kemelech, that Yehuda was saying to Yosef HaTzadik, I respect you, I consider you like a king. Shehu Hashchina. This is being marames to the Shechina. She bechinas Malchus kiyadua. The Shechina is referred to as Malchus. So Yehuda, the Jews are saying to the Tzaddik, I know that for those people who are able to have their Torah go directly up to the Shechina, that's wonderful, that's the best, but that's one in a million. For those who cannot have the Torah go directly up to the Shechina, by having their Torah go to the Tzaddik, Ki chomoicha kiparoi. It's like you're like the king, because by my Torah arriving by you, you'll put it together with your Torah, and you'll see to it that my Torah will, yes, get up to the Shechina. Haynu sheYehuda b'chinas Klal Yisrael oimrim u'mevakshim sheToirosom yale ve'ichnois b'hatzadik u'emes. Our bakosha is that our tefillah should go up and enter into the tzadik emes. And if our Torah will arrive by the Tzadik Emes, over there it'll turn into a blessing called Tal Torah, not the curse, which is the Lametes Melochis. Shein b'chinas Charoinaf, the Lametes Melochis, which represent anger. And by our Torah coming to the Tzadik, and the tzaddik converting it to Tal Torah, elevating it, then it's considered exactly as if our learning went up to the Shechina. Bechina, as the pasuk says, Chomoicha Kefaroi, you're like Paroi. By the Torah coming to the tzaddik, it's like it went to the Shechina. Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtza, we see therefore, from what we learned in the past two pages, she'ikar kol habirurim shel hanitzoitzos hu al yedei hatzadik shebechinas Yosef, that the main one who's able to and responsible to refine all the holy sparks that are fallen in this world, whether it's holy sparks that have fallen into gashmius things, and we said that's why people go out to work. They go out to work to elevate those nitzotzeis hagdoshim that are found in all the things that they're doing, masa umatin, mekach umemker, or whether we're talking the holy sparks, the Torah that people learn, that's not able to reach up to the Shechina and it stays down below. All of this, the tikkun for all of this, is done through the tzaddik, who is Bechinas Yosef. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains further. Paragraph Tess, Ki Iker Nefilas Kolanitzoitzois, Shenoflonokoim Haklipois, Hualide Bechinas Machloikis. Because one of the main causes that makes holy sparks fall into Tuma, into the Klipois, is Machloikis. When there's a lack of unity in the Kedusha. Shenimshach Migadlus. And what's one of the main causes of Machloikis? Gaiva. Shehu bechinas ano emloich, where a person says, I'm king, I'm in charge, I don't have to listen to you, I'm bigger than you, I'm greater than you. Shemishom ikra hashvira unefilois hanitzoitzois lamokim shenoflu. That was the main cause of the shvira, of any breakage, shvira sakelim, or any holy sparks falling into tuma. Shezeu bechinas limud toira sheloi lishma. And one major form of gadlus, of machlokes, is when people study Torah improperly, with the wrong kavanah, sheloi lishma, kiim lisyaher ulakanter, where their reasons for learning Torah are either to be a big shot, to be arrogant, that people should respect me, or to make fun of the Torah, like kanter, to use my knowledge of Torah to make leitzonos chas v'shalom about the Torah. Bishvil sheyimloich, the person's doing this in order that he should rule. Sheyiloi eze hisnasus v'rabonos, said he should be elevated, or they should give him a title, or they should give him a job. He's a chief rabbi, or a, you know, something like that. Ki ein makiris mekoymoi, because we're talking about a person who doesn't realize his place. He doesn't realize his true place. Veroitze lehistorier velimloich. He wants the rule. He wants to be a boss. Ve'enoi roitze lachnias asasmoi kanal. He's not interested in humbling himself at all. Tachas hagodol mimenu b'chochma. Under somebody who's more knowledgeable than him. Dehainu hagodol mimenu b'yira u'b'maisin toivim. Shezeo ikra chochma. Rav Nosson Zal says, when we talk about Chachma, we're not talking about secular Chachma, we're talking about the real Chachma, which is Yira Shamayim and good deeds. Kemosh Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The top Chachma, the choicest Chachma, is respect for Hashem. Uchsiv, and there's another Pasuk that says, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma V'sur Meira Bina. True respect for Hashem, that's called Chachma, and staying away from sins, staying away from bad things, that's called Bina. Ki be'emes ikar bria sodom bo'ilam hazeh hu b'shvil she'yakar oisiz boruch. Because the truth is that the main reason why Hashem created man in this world is that man should be zoche to recognize Hashem, to have hakara, to be makir Hashem, to have recognition of Hashem. Begin that was the whole reason for creation, is that people should get to know about and be fully aware of Hashem in all his greatness. However, it is impossible to get to really get to know Hashem unless a person is zochah to break the wrong, sinful kind of desire for women, that's taivas niyuf, and all the other nonsense of this world, the havli olam hazeh. Ki yesh yemin usmoil, because we know that in this world there's a right side and a left side. Dehainu b'chinas yad yemin v'yad smoil, a right hand and a left hand, Shal yodom nivru shamayim v'oretz, which is through which Hashem created heaven and earth. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Af yodi yosto oretz v'yemini tovcha shamayim, that my left hand established the earth, and my right hand established the shamayim. V'shamayim v'oretz hem chinas dorimala v'dorimato, and we know that heaven and earth correspond to the higher levels of Yidden and the lower levels of Yidden. Shehein bechinas olam haba. Shehein bechinas olam haba, shu bechinas shamayim, bechinas yemin, shu yoyim shekul yoruch. One level, the right side, represents the future world, the world to come, which is compared to shamayim, which is associated with the right hand. That's the world of long life. It's called Yoyim Shekula Yoruch. Bechinas Oirech Yomim Biyamina. And as the Pasuk says, long life is in the right hand. That's Oilam Haba. That's Shamayim. That's the Dorei Mala. That's the higher level. Usmoil Hu Bechinas Oilam Hazeh. Dorei Mato Bechinas Eretz. Whereas the left side corresponds to this world, the physical world, the lower levels, Eretz. Shezeo bechinas nefesh veguf kayadua, and these two are also compared to the soul and the body. The soul is the higher level, shamayim, and the body is compared to eretz. Kimavur b'Torah dirsho, as Rabbeinu Zal talks about this in the beginning of Torah Lamed Zayin in Likutei Moran, chapter 37. Shenefesh veguf heim chachma v'sichlus, that the soul and the body are compared to intelligence and foolishness. Shehem oyer v'choshech, which are light and darkness. Bechinas chesed vodin, kindness and harshness, right side and left side. Shezeh bechinas yemin u'smoil. Shein bechinas chesed vodin kayedua. We know that chesed and din are always referred to as the right and the left. V'chol odom nivro lahakir oysa yisborach al yidei sheyachnia sitra desmola. And every single person was created and put into this world to achieve recognition of Hashem. How? By defeating the left side, by beating the Sitra Achra, the other side. Ki kol echod, kefi ma shezoicha lahachnia ulashaber es haguf, shubchina smol kanal. Because each and every single person, to the degree that he is zoicha to become the balabais over his body, that he controls his body, not the body controls him. The body doesn't tell him how much to sleep or how much to eat, how much it wants to eat. He tells the body, you're going to eat so much and that's enough. You don't need more. He tells the body how much it's going to sleep. To the degree that a person is zoicha to accomplish that, kemoikein zoicha lehikoleil smoil biyamin, to that degree, he's zoicha to merge the left into the right, the body into the soul, Shezehu Iker Hadas. And that's the real Das. Rabbi Nizal brings this in a few places in Likut Imran, in Torah Dalet and Likut Imran, other places. The Das is the Achtus of Chasodim and Gvurois. Das is the union of Chesed and Gvura. We know that it says by Odom and Chava, Vayeda Odom es Chava Ishtoi. And that's talking about the Yichud between Odom and Chava. Odom is the Nefesh. Chava is the guf, kaviyochel. You know, it's higher level, lower level. Ukefima shezoicha la'achlo la'smola b'yamina, and to the degree that a person is zoicha to combine the chesed and gvura, the right and the left, the shamayim and oretz, the guf and the neshama, with the neshama being in charge, kemoikein zoicha lodas ulahakir oysa yisborach. To that degree, that person is zoicha to a high level understanding and recognition of Hashem, shezehu ikar hatachlis. That's the main goal of a person in this world. Asher b'shvil zeh nivrodom. That's what we were created for. Begin d'shtemoy doinle. We were created to be zoiche, to get to a high level understanding and recognition of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal and Rabbi Nosson Zal bring in many places that this is the mistake that the scientists make and the secular chachamim. They think that it's possible to get to real das just through your brain. They don't know that a person cannot be zoicha to be masig the emes of anything unless they first purify themselves, unless they first work on controlling their body, making sure that the body is nichna to the nefesh, unless they first overcome their taivas rois and midos rois. If not, if a person is a goy, or he's a Jew who doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs, and he's smart, and he's smarter, and he learns more, he reads more books, and he gets smarter and smarter, he'll have a lot of knowledge, but he won't know the truth. His knowledge can mislead him into denying Hashem, into making the wrong decisions about thousands of things. Because again, he's not zoicha to the emes. To be zoicha to emes, the only way to be zoicha to emes is by purifying yourself first. It's not a brain thing. The person has to first work on achieving high, high levels of purity. Then their brain is able to see the emes. Because we're in an olam hasheker. Everything here is upside down. Everything here is made to convince you and prove to you to go against Hashem, to live a life of aveiros and everything. That's the whole, this olam hasheker, that's what it's all about. And again, if a person's just going to use his brain, he thinks he's going to get smart and smarter and smarter, he will never outsmart the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has chochmas, chochmas chitzonis and everything that can twist him, tie him up in a thousand knots and turn him into a pickle. And he'll think he knows and he knows and he knows and he doesn't know. In the end, we see all the time, scientists, we see suddenly one day in a newspaper or in a science book that the doctors have admitted that they made a mistake, that they, till now, they thought they had proven everything, that it's like this, and now they realize it's just the opposite. that what they thought helps this miscondition, that's what hurts this condition. Aval mi sheroitze likach es hadas koidem zmanoi, whereas a person who wants to try to understand everything before the right time, meaning before he purified himself, before he became a tzaddik, before he was zeicha to conquer his guf, all the taivas and everything of the guf, zeo bechinas chet eitz hadas toivara. That's like the sin of the eitz hadas. Dehainu sheroitze lodas ulahakiroitze yizborach ulahasig hasoges elukusi yizborach koidem sheshovar es haguf bechinas smoil. The person wants to try to understand and see and recognize Hashem before he broke his body, before he defeated the taivos of the body, which is the left side. Ze bechinas machloikis. That's the concept of machloikis, where by him the left and the right are not one. The left and the right are still fighting it out. The body is still fighting the nefesh and winning. The body is winning. So by this person, it's not oneness, it's not echot, it's machloikis. The machloikis is still going on. He hasn't made shalom between the guf and the neshama, where the guf accepts the memshala of the neshama. Shehu b'china, shehu pegam eitz hadas toivara. That was the pegam of the eitz hadas. Shemachlif smoil b'yamin, where the person switches the left for the right. Ki hu adayin bebechina smoil. This person is still a leftist, meaning shehu haguf v'tavoisov. He's still following the direction of the body. The body is making the decisions. The body and the taivois of the body are controlling what he does and what he doesn't do. V'roitze lichnois im gufoi hamegusham l'toy cheichol in the malka. And this person wants to try to enter with his gashmi body, with his body that's still full of taivas rois and midas rois. He wants to try to enter into the heichal hamelech, the throne room of the king. L'toych bechinas yemin, to enter into the right side. L'odas hasogas alakus v'idias hachochma she'enoi roi l'adayin. He wants to try to get to a level of understanding of Hashem and chochma, which he's not ready for. He's not qualified for it. Ki kol zor lo yoichal kodesh, because the Zohar Kodesh quotes this pasuk: a stranger is not qualified to eat holy food. Now, as a person who's not a kohen is not allowed to eat truma. A person who is not yet pure cannot be zoicha to hasoga selikus, cannot be zoicha to a real understanding of what life is all about, what Hashem is all about. V'chol oichlov yeshamu, and those who eat Kodesh before they're ready for it, and when not pure enough for it, it's considered a major sin to them. Kitzrichin tchilo l'shaber ulahamtik sikra d'smola, because the person has to first weaken, destroy, and sweeten the left side. How? Al yedei shviras haguf etavoiso, by overcoming all the taivas rois and midos rois of the body. V'achakach yecholin lehi kolel b'yamin. And only then can the person be zeicha to plug into the right side, shehu hadas, which is where the real das is to be found. V'afilu kishe zeicha l'shaber ma'ates haguf, ha'idei mitzvos ma'asim toiv mishaloi. And even when a person succeeds a little bit in controlling the body, breaking the body through his mitzvos ma'asim toivim, afal pikein osur loy lichnois l'mala mimed raygosoi. Still, this person is warned to be very careful not to try to go higher than the level he's on, not to try to understand things that he's not ready to understand. Ki adayin eino yochoy leida ulahasig kiim kifima shezocho l'shaber sitra d'smola. Because the person can't understand Hashem on a high level, only on the level that he has been zoicha to already to break his left side. To the degree, if he broke the taivas 20%, then he can have a 20% understanding of Hashem. If he broke the taivas 30%, then he can have a 30% understanding. But if he tries for more than that, the light can blind him, it can harm him. Pasuk paragraph Yud, V'zeo b'chinas cheto d'morishon, shechoto be'etz hadas toivara. And with this, we'll understand also better what happened to Adam and Chava. What was their sin in eating from the Eitz Hadas? The Isa, it's brought in the Holy Sforim, Shecheto Ihoyo, Shehistake Lemala Memadregosoi. That the sin of Adam Arishin was that he tried looking above his level. He tried looking to a place where he wasn't allowed to look yet. Vegam Isa, and it's also brought in Sforim, Shebechetoi Yorad Letaiva Solom Hazeh. That through his sin, he fell down into the desires, the materialistic desires of this world, the Gashmi world. Ukemoshekosu Vatoira, as it says clearly in the Chumash, Vatera Hoisho Kitoi Voitzlamaichol, Chava saw that the food looked good, attractive to eat, v'chitayva hu lo'inayim, and it's very attractive to the eyes. So Rav Nosson says it seems to be a contradiction here. On one hand, you're telling me that Adam Rishon tried to look too high. And then you're telling me that through the Eitz Hadas, he went down into pure Gashmius. Which is it? Rav Nosson says, ki shnehem echad. Because both of these are really one and the same. Ki Adam Rishon hayetzorech batchilo lamoid banisoyon. The first thing that Adam Rishon was supposed to do was to be able to withstand the test. Levli lechol me'etz hadas, to refuse to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Ulahamtin bezivukoi ad Shabbos, come over. And to wait, to make his connection with Chava, to wait until Shabbos. Not to do it on Friday. Friday is still Yemei Achol. To wait till Shabbos. If Adam Rishon would have done this, then he would have destroyed, he would have broken the body, which is the left side, and the left would have become subservient to and merged into the right. And Adam Rishon would have achieved a very high level, awesome understanding of Hashem. Which Adam Arishin would have been ready to receive, Asher Ayin Loi Roasa, which no human eye has ever seen, the Madrega that Adam Arishin was on then, and the level that he could have gotten to if he would not have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, if he would have waited for his Zivuk till Shabbos. Kima Alosoi Hoyo Gevoya Moid Moid Kayadua. Because the Madrega, the level that Adam Rishon was on, was a very, very high level. He was the one who was, he was teaching the Malachim. The Malachim were coming to him to have him teach them about Hashem. And they roasted meat for him, it says, and they served him hand and foot. Achabaldovor his gareboy vehesisoisoi atcha osa behebech mamish. However, the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, worked on him and opposed him and convinced and seduced him until he did the exact opposite of this. Ki rotzo lodas ulahasig miyad hakoil, because Adam Rishon wanted to understand everything immediately, koidem sheshovar bechinas smoil, before he succeeded in breaking and being machnia the smoil, the left side, the taivos and the goof. The Ozil Bosaribcha. And he ended up going, following, and what happened was the exact opposite of what he wanted. Sherotzo lechol me'etz hadas, or lahasig hadas hayidei zeh. Adam Rishon wanted to eat from the Eitz Hadas with the hope that through this he'll get das. Kemo sheheisis oisam anochosh, as the snake itself tried to convince them. As the snake said, "V'nifkechu einechem." If you'll eat from this tree, your eyes will be opened. Ukamayshakosman, as the pasuk says, "V'nechmad ho'etz lahaskil." This tree is very special in giving sechel. Interesting that one of the opinions is that the Eitz Hadas was chito. Chito is wheat, which we said before. That's the chaf, the 22 letters of the Torah. That's das. V'alkein hechlif smoil b'yamin. And therefore, Odom Rishon ended up switching the left for the right. Ki rotzo lahamshech b'chinas yamin b'chinas das be'eis shu b'chinas smoil. He was in the middle of making a left turn. He's in the middle of following the goof. And he wants to have a very high level of understanding of Hashem, which is the right. Can't do that. Sha'adayin lo yomad ben isoyon. He had not yet withstood the test. V'lo yishover es aguf adayin. He had not yet been machnia the body. V'alkein ayidei zeh nisarvu kol hoylomois. Therefore, this ended up causing a mishmash, complete confusion in all of the worlds. V'noflu nitzoytzois hagdoishim le'imke aklipois. And millions and billions of holy sparks ended up falling down into the domain of Tuma, Klipa, the Sitrachrav. Sheheim Nikroim Hechle Hatmurois. One of the names for the Sitrachra is Hechle Hatmurois, the place where things get switched around. Topsy-turvy, upside down. Kinim Shochin Mitmura Vechilof. Because how did the Sitrach Achra come about? How does the Sitrach get its whole power? Through a switch. Shehechlif smoil b'yamin. By a person exchanging the right for the left. A person choosing gashmius in olam hazeh instead of ruchnius. Shezeo b'chinas machloikis. This is an example of a split, a machloikis, a separation. Ki kol ha-machloikis, because the whole concept of divisiveness, machloikis, a split, a break, is all based on the fact that we cannot compromise between right and left. We're not able to get the right and left to work together, so what happens? They don't work together. They're opposites. Ve'ikara ha-hachro al yidei she'mishabrim b'chinas ha-smoil. The main way that a person can get the right and left to work together is by defeating the left, by breaking the left, by making the left be subservient. V'oz nimtak hasmoil v'nichlal b'yamin b'kedusha koroi. And then the left side, which is harshness, judgment, gevura, din, it becomes sweetened. And then it plugs into the right, it becomes part of the right in holiness. However, so long as a person has not succeeded in breaking those klipois that are attached to the left side, when the person and still the person tries to enter into a high level understanding of Hashem, even though he has not broken the klipos, zeo bechinas his gabrus smoil al yamin chas v'shom. Then he ends up strengthening the left side over the right side. Shezeo bechinas machloikis. Bechinas machloikis koirach al moishar v'aroin. This is the concept of machloikis, just like in the machloikis of koirach and Aaron HaKoyen. As the Zohar Kodesh defines that machloikis between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zohar Kodesh says, "Debo la'achlofo ben yamina la'smola." Korach was trying to exchange, to switch the right for the left. Korach was a Levi. Aharon was a Kohen. The Kohen is the right side. The Kohen is called the Isha Chesed. Koy sivorachu es b'nei Israel. Brocha is an Indian of Chesed. Levi is an Indian of Gvura, Din, V'kidashto es halavim, V'tiharto es halavim. Kedusha Tar is an Indian of Tzimtzum. Don't do this, don't do that, don't look here. So Korach was the left side, Aaron HaKohen was the right side. Korach wanted to be on top. He was complaining, why is Aaron HaKohen the boy? I should be boss. He wants the left to go on top of the right. When the whole tikkun for the Levium is that they should serve the Kohanim. The whole tikkun of Shevet Levi is to serve and be nichna. The word Levi means v'nilvu elecha. They'll become attached to you. They'll serve you. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Ki be'emes, because the real truth is Iker hatikun hualidei hiskashrus lahatzadik oemes. the main solution to everything, to all problems, to everything, is by becoming really attached to the true tzaddik. Not to oppose him or go against him in any way. Because most definitely, not every Jew is on a level to conquer their body, to gain complete control of the body, which is the left side. And if I have not conquered my body completely, then I'm still very far away from true das. And therefore, that person must realize his place and realize how far he is from Hashem, and where he is, that right now he's still very heavily involved in his taivos and midos roes. Therefore, such a person, if he tries to stand on his own feet, he's finished. He has to nullify himself completely to the tzaddik of the generation, shezocho l'shaber be'emes es aguf. The tzaddik who was, yes, zoche to defeat the body completely, to control the body 100%. The tzaddik is the one who does know how to merge together the left and the right. And because of this, the tzaddik has the ability to correct the person and to refine him. And to lead the person on a right path, on a good path, and to bring the person close to Hashem. To bring the person back to his rightful place. Vafilu tzadikim gemurim. Listen to these words now. Rav Nosson Zal writes, even complete tzadikim, lav kulam zoichem l'shaber b'shleimus es b'chinas asmoil. Even they, not all of them, are zeche to completely control the body, to completely defeat the left side. V'alkein, kulam tzrichim lekabel zeh mizeh v'zeh mizeh. And this is why even among the tzadikim gemurim, this one has to receive from the one above him, and this one has to receive from the one above him. Ad shemekablim kulam meharoi shoemesh shebechol dor v'dor. Until all the tzadikim are zeche to receive from the tzaddik who's the roish of all of them, the true leader of each and every generation, shehu hatzaddik shebedora. We're talking about the tzaddik of the generation, shehu chag bedora. He is like one in a generation, shebechol dor v'dor of each shechag bedora, asher zocho l'nekuda soemes, who was zeche to the real truth. L'shaber haguf betachlis. He's the one who succeeded in completely overcoming all of the desires of the body, being in 100% control of his body and of his yetzahara. Asher hu mikasher hakoy l'sharoshoy. He's the one who has the ability to attach everything and bring everything up to its shoresh. V'zehu merumas batoyranal. And this is hinted to in what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 159 in Likutei Moran, which this entire halacha is based on. Shekosu Sham, it says there, Shelav kolodom zeche sheyalo limudoi lahashchina. That not every Jew, not every religious Jew is zeche that his learning, his study of Torah should go up to the Shechina. Vafilom hu yoymar shelayme lukmach shchimta miafra. And even if the Rabbeinu Zal says that Afilim Yoimar, even if the person will say that I'm learning now, person before he sits down to learn, he says, I'm learning, my whole purpose and reason for learning is to elevate the Shechina from the dirt. Mi yoideam huroi lazeh. Who knows if he's qualified to do that, if he's worthy of doing that? Hainu, ki afilu gedoilim v'tzadikim lav kulam zeichim shiyala limudam la Shechina. even great people and even tzaddikim, not all of them are zeicha that their Torah should be able to go up to the Shechina. Ki ze'irin inun dezachin lo. There are very few people on that kind of level. V'alkein hakol tzrichin b'chol dor v'dor l'kasha atzmoy l'atzadik ador. Every single Jew in every generation has to attach themselves to the tzaddik of the generation, the leading tzaddik. She'o zoichin sha'at tzaddik yikabel toirosom. By doing that, then their zoichin that the tzaddik receives their Torah. Vo'isamim chidushin deiraisa. And he uses their, all these different Torahs that he gets from different people to build up brand new revelations in Torah. Vo'oz choyzeres toirosom v'limudom v'nichol bashchina. And then their Torah then the tzaddik receives their Torah and he makes from it chidushin doiraisa, and then their Torah and their learning goes up and plugs into the Shechina through the through this tzaddik. This is what we learned earlier, that tzaddik is compared to a tree that's planted in, that's dug in places where there's a lot of water. So that tree, its roots are very, very solid. Because Rabbi Nazal, paragraph Yud Beis, because Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Torah Kuf Nun Tes, Shehalimud She'eino Yoyle Lahashchino Nispazer Bavir. That when people learn Torah and their Torah is not able to go all the way up where it needs to get to, it ends up staying down. And when it gets dark, when the klipos come out, they bang on that Torah and they crumble it. It becomes scattered in the air. And when that Torah that gets scattered in the air, when it reaches a tzaddik, nasmize tal Torah, then the tzaddik makes from it tal Torah, a very holy item, shehu chidushin doiraisa, new revelations in Torah. Because the tzaddik takes these Torahs from the different people, which are letters and letters, and he reformats those letters to form chidushin doiraisa. Ukishimagia l'shar anoshim she'enam agunim, whereas when some of those particles of Torah reach people who are not good people, that Torah turns into the 39 acts of work. That Torah gives those people more energy and more desire to spend more time at work, more time in Taivas and Olam Hazeh and all of that. And we know one thing for sure, that everything is dependent on what the person's intentions are. Because Hashem is fair. Hashem is not looking stam to mess people up. Hashem plays by certain rules. V'chol d'rochav mishpot. All the drachim of Hashem are all fair. Hainu meaning, mi shemekashir atzmoi b'shas limudoi lahatzadik o'emes. A person who, when he's learning Torah, has in mind that it's not me and Hashem, but everything I do, my learning, my davening, my everything, I'm attaching it, I'm bringing it to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm bringing it to the tzaddik. And I want him to build it, to make it into a mishkan, to make it into something special. Then, afal pi she'enoi roi adayin, she'yala limudei lashchina, even though this person is not worthy of having his learning, his Torah, go directly up to the Shechina, al kol ponim zoiche sheyisavev Hashem yisborach berachmov betachbuloisov boifen shekishi yispazer limudoi boavir yagila in limudoi latzadik v'emesuk she'er adoyer. Then still, even though he's not worthy of having his learning go up to the Shechina, still Hashem will make it, Hashem will make circumstances work out with Hashem's kindness and with Hashem's tricks, that when his Torah scatters and disperses, his Torah, his particles of Torah, will not go to bad people, it'll go to the tzaddik emes, and to the really religious people, kidei sheyizke shiye nasem limudoi tal Torah, so that his learning will be converted to tal Torah. ואז כשהצדיק מחדש תורה על ידי זה הטל ששוע וקיבל מלימודו, and then when the tzaddik is zoicha to bring forth new revelations in Torah, as a result of this tal that the tzaddik drew and received from his learning, from this person's learning, azai ha-Torah shel ha-tzaddik oyla la-shechina. The Torah that the tzaddik reveals and learns, that Torah does go up to the Shechina. Ki limudoi shel ha-tzaddik o-emes oyla la-shechina miyad kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the learning of the true tzaddik, his learning goes directly up to the Shechina. Nimtza shechozar limudoi la-shechina al yidei ha-tzaddik kanal. So this other person who was not on a madrega that his Torah should go up to the Shechina, by sending it to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik absorbing it and making chidushei Torah from it, and the tzaddik sending his Torah up to the Shechina, that other person's Torah is also going up to the Shechina automatically. Ulehefech, and the opposite, mi sherochoik mei tzaddik, a person who is far from the tzaddik, mi kolshken kishecholik olav chas v'shalom, and especially if a person opposes the tzaddik, he goes against the tzaddik, he insults the tzaddik, azai baderech shodom roitzaleilech molich noisoi. Then Hashem says, whatever path you want to go on, I'll lead you on your path. Vazai, and then, limudai, that person's learning, kishimispazer boavir, when it's not able to go up to the Shechina, and instead it scatters into the air, magia lanoshim she'enam hagunim. His Torah reaches people who are not religious and who are not interested in serving Hashem. And his Torah becomes delek, becomes fuel to make those people want to spend more time working and gashmias and all of those kinds of things. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeo b'chinas p'gam hashvotim shecholku al Yosef ad shemachru b'kesef. And this is also the sin, the stain of the Shvotim, the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, who opposed him. They were so against him to the point where they sold him into slavery. Ki Yosef hoyo oz tzadik hador, shekulam hayu tzrichim lekabel menu. At that point in time, Yosef HaTzadik was the tzadik of the generation, whom everybody is supposed to receive from. Like we learned earlier, the Yosef hu hashalit, hu hamashbir l'chol oretz. Yosef is the ruler, he's the one who provides for the whole world. V'chol avoidosam v'limudam hoyotzorich lovoy elov v'la'aloy salyodoy. And all of the learning and the mitzvahs and everything of the Shvotim, they were supposed to send to him, to Yosef HaTzadik, and he was the one who could have elevated it. Ki afal pi shekulam hayu tzadikim gedolim ma'od. Because even though the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik were very great tzadikim, aval ha'ikar haya Yosef HaTzadik, still they were not Yosef. He was the main one. He was much, much higher than them. Bechinas nekudas ho'emes shebein tzadikim. He was the highest level of emes within all the tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim amitiim, and there's the tzaddik who is the nekuda so emes, who is the peak of emes, of all the tzaddikim. Just like we gave an example in the past, Rav Nosson Zal shows how when Hashem wanted to create the world, he asked the malachim what their opinion is. So it says the malachim of emes said, don't create man. Why? Because man is sheker, and man is going to do averus, and you're going to be very sorry. What they said was true, right? They were right. They were malachim of emes. In the end, what did Hashem do? Hashem did create man, which means that they were not emes, because Hashem was emes. Emes means the truth. Emes means what? The real truth was yes to go ahead and create man. So how are you telling me that the malachim of emes said don't create man? Rav Nosson Zal explains that even though they are called malachim of emes, and even though they're on a very high level of emes, it's not Hashem's emes. It's billions of madregas lower than Hashem's emes. So what they were saying was true. It's true. You're right. You're right, man is going to sin. You're right that it makes a lot of sense not to create man. But it makes even more sense, yes, to create man with tshuva, with all the different things that are going to come about. And the great tzaddikim, Rav Nosson Zal writes there, why is it that a malach's emes is so far removed from Hashem's emes? Because a malach doesn't have tests. He doesn't have nisyonos. He doesn't have bechira. So the highest level of emes that a malach can get to is over here. The malachim of emes are over here. Hashem is over there. And the tzaddik who comes down to this world, he's not in paradise. He's not in Gan Eden like the malachim. He has tests every minute. And he overcomes those tests. He beats the Yetzer again and again. When he goes up, the emes that he is masig is the emes of Hashem, not the emes of the malachim. That much, much higher level of emes, which is, yes, to create man and to help people do tshuva. Through the tshuva, a person goes to a higher darga than a tzaddik even. So this is an example among the different levels of emes. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, the brothers, were they emes? Yes. There are whole sforim written. The Shiloh HaKodesh and others write pages and pages to show what the logic Al-Pi Torah was of the Shvatim, how they concluded that Al-Pi Halacha, Yosef HaTzadik is Chayev Misa, 100%. Prove it, prove it, prove it. Emes, emes. On this level, Hashem's emes said not only isn't he Chayev Misa, but all of you are going to die Misa Mishuna for playing with him. Each one of you is going to be Asara Haruge Malchius. You're going to get Misa Mishuna again, not one time, again and again, Gilgal and another Gilgal, to correct the fact that you were Poigim in the Kavoy of the Tzadik Emes, the one who was the highest high, the Nekuda of Emes, Shebeinat Tzadikim. Avlo Iker, Hoye Yosef Hatzadik, Bechinas Nekudas Hoemes Shebein Hatzadikim. Yosef Hatzadik represents the ultimate, the highest, purest level of Emes among all the Tzadikim. We know during Rabbeinu Zal's time, it says in Chaim Aran, that Rabbeinu Zal spoke to some of the leading Tzadikim at the time, and he was speaking about the Malach Memtes, about the highest angel in heaven, that when people see him, how do they see him? And one tzaddik, and it says it in Chaim Rana, mentions who it was, one of the great tzaddikim said, you see him like this and this and this. And Rabbeinu Zal said, wrong. And another tzaddik said, no, you see him like this, wrong. Rabbeinu Zal didn't hesitate to say, and it didn't mean that they're not big, they were very high-level tzaddikim, they were masig a certain level of emes, and Rabbeinu Zal was making it clear that there was higher. There's a higher emes, which is a different picture, a completely different picture. Just like the Malachim of Emes said, do not create man, and Hashem's emes said the exact opposite of that. Asher Yaakov Mosar Loi HaKoil, because we know that Yaakov Avinu gave over to Yosef HaTzadik everything he had, all of his knowledge, all of his sin, he gave over to Yosef HaTzadik. Kama Shapirish Rashi, Al Posuk V'Yisroel, Ohav Es Yosef Mikol Bonov, as Rashi points out on the Posuk in Chumash, where it says that Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef HaTzadik more than all of his kids, Kiven Zekunim Huloi, because he was the child who was born to him in his old age. That's one interpretation. The Gemara says, Ki ben zekunim arei bar chakim hulei, because he saw Yosef HaTzadik was the smartest one. He was the one on the highest level. He was the one who was qualified to receive all of the knowledge and all the oyer of Yaakov Avinu more than everybody else. And that's why it says, Eile toildois Yaakov Yosef. These are the children of Yaakov Yosef. What do you mean? What? He's everything. He was Koilel, everything that Reuven, Shimon, everything that they had, plus. We'll hold it over here.